The decision was quiet, almost invisible to the untrained eye, unfolding in the stillness of the night. But its impact was seismic, sending shockwaves through the aviation industry and beyond. China Southern Airlines, a global giant and a symbol of China's aviation ambitions, grounded every Boeing 787 Dreamliner in its fleet, an unprecedented move for an airline of its stature. These weren't aging planes. They were the airline's pride, the crown jewels of its long-haul operations, and symbols of modern aviation's promise. Officially, the reason given was fleet optimization, a phrase that barely hinted at the gravity of the situation. Unofficially, it was a crisis of confidence, a deep and growing unease that could no longer be ignored. On the tarmac in Guangzhou, Dreamliners sat idle, their engines silent, their future erased. Once the pride of the fleet, now reduced to silent sentinels. The airline wasn't just pausing operations, it was preparing to sell the entire fleet, signaling a permanent break from the Dreamliner. Pilots and crews were reassigned, maintenance schedules canceled, and the familiar routines of Dreamliner operations abruptly ended. The Dreamliner ecosystem, training, logistics, support, was systematically dismantled piece by piece. This wasn't a rash move, it was the result of a hidden, months-long investigation, conducted in utmost secrecy. The implications stretched far beyond China Southern or Boeing, threatening to disrupt global aviation networks and alliances. The world's best-selling wide-body jet was now under suspicion from one of its biggest and most influential customers. What could drive such a drastic step, one that risked billions and a hard-won reputation? The answer lay in classified engineering reports, documents never meant for public eyes. These internal documents revealed flaws that went far beyond routine issues, problems that could not be ignored or downplayed. They described dangerous, systemic problems embedded deep in the Dreamliner's design, raising the specter of catastrophic failure. The flaws couldn't be fixed with a patch or routine check. They pointed to catastrophic risk, the kind that could endanger lives. The silent fleet in Guangzhou became a monument to this terrifying discovery, a warning to the world. For China Southern, the Dreamliner was no longer the future. It was a liability, a risk too great to bear. The trust between airline and manufacturer was shattered, perhaps irreparably. The message was clear. China Southern no longer believed the 787 was safe to fly, and they wanted the world to know. The world watched, and the silence spoke volumes, echoing through newsrooms and boardrooms across continents. The Dreamliner's reputation, once sky high, was now grounded, its future uncertain. The aviation world braced for fallout, knowing that nothing would ever be quite the same again. The internal report was never meant for public eyes. Its contents locked away in confidential files and whispered about in hushed tones among those who knew. But its findings were explosive, sending shockwaves through the engineering teams who read them. The Dreamliner's carbon fiber fuselage, once hailed as a marvel of modern aviation, was hiding a nightmare beneath its glossy surface. Engineers discovered microscopic delaminations, tiny, almost invisible separations in the composite layers that made up the plane's body. These flaws, invisible to the naked eye and difficult to detect even with advanced tools, could silently grow under the relentless stress of flight. Unlike traditional aluminum, which often shows warning signs before failing, composites can fail suddenly and catastrophically, giving no time for intervention. China Southern's engineers, alarmed by the findings, uncovered evidence of fatigue propagation in multiple aircraft, raising urgent safety concerns. The problem wasn't isolated to a single plane or batch, it was systemic, deeply rooted in the very manufacturing process that built the Dreamliner fleet. The report warned of a reduced safety margin and the looming risk of catastrophic failure, a scenario no airline could afford to ignore. Fixing these flaws would require massive, specialized repairs, if the defects could even be reliably found before disaster struck. After intense deliberation, the airline concluded it was impossible to guarantee safety across the entire fleet, no matter the precautions. The risk, however small, was always present, haunting every flight and every decision. Faced with this grim reality, China Southern made its choice. The Dreamliner had to go. The dream, once so bright, was over. The planes were grounded, not for efficiency or cost, but for the most basic reason of all, survival. The industry now faced a chilling question: were these flaws unique to a few planes, or were they lurking everywhere waiting to be discovered? The Dreamliner's promise of a new era had become its peril, casting a long shadow over the future of aviation. The cracks in the dream could no longer be ignored. The world was forced to confront the hidden dangers beneath the surface. Structural fears weren't the only problem. China Southern's report revealed a second threat: moisture infiltration. Water was seeping into the spaces between the composite skin and interior panels. Unlike metal, composites don't corrode, but trapped moisture was attacking the Dreamliner's complex electrical systems. Short circuits and degraded materials threatened both safety and reliability. Over time, moisture could weaken the epoxy resin, silently eroding the airframe. The risk of a cascading failure, from a simple short to a structural collapse, was too high. The Dreamliner's design hadn't accounted for real-world water behavior. For China Southern, this was another unacceptable gamble. The final blow was Boeing's quality control. China Southern documented a pattern of production defects: foreign objects left inside, misaligned fasteners, and gaps in the structure. These weren't minor errors, they were signs of systemic failure. The airline lost faith in Boeing's ability to deliver a safe product. Trust was broken, and the only option left was to walk away. China Southern's move wasn't just about safety, it was a strategic pivot, signaling a major shift in the airline's long-term vision. The decision reflected not only immediate concerns, but also a calculated response to changing dynamics in the global aviation industry. The airline turned to Airbus, ordering the A350 as its new flagship, embracing European engineering and reliability. This marked a new era for China Southern, as it sought to modernize its fleet and reassure passengers and investors alike. This was a blow to Boeing and a signal to the industry. China Southern was abandoning the Dreamliner, but not the pursuit of advanced technology. Instead, it was choosing innovation from a different source. The decision could trigger a domino effect, with other airlines reevaluating their own 787 fleets and considering alternative aircraft for future growth. For Boeing, the financial and reputational damage was immense, shaking investor confidence and raising doubts about the company's future prospects. The crisis raised questions about design, manufacturing, and trust, forcing regulators and airlines worldwide to scrutinize safety standards more closely. The shift also reflected broader geopolitical trends, as China moved closer to Europe, strengthening ties through aviation partnerships and technology exchange. The Dreamliner's grounding became a global event with consequences far beyond aviation, impacting economies, international relations, and the future of air travel itself. Now, every 787 operator faces a tough question: are their planes safe? Airlines must balance public confidence with urgent internal reviews. If the flaws are systemic, every Dreamliner could be at risk. Regulators are under pressure to act, demanding data and transparency. Boeing is in crisis mode, defending the Dreamliner's record and safety. Most airlines will increase inspections, but trust has been shaken. The cost of maintaining the global 787 fleet is about to soar. The world is watching, and the stakes have never been higher. For passengers, the question is personal: should you fly the Dreamliner? The aircraft promised comfort and innovation, but now carries a shadow. Trust in aviation is shaken, and the decision to fly is more complicated. China Southern's move is a powerful warning impossible to ignore. Travelers must weigh statistics against new, credible risks. The Dreamliner saga is a reminder: progress brings both promise and peril. As passengers, we are part of this experiment. Our trust is being tested. The future of the Dreamliner and the industry hangs in the balance.